We are in the 32nd edition of Turin Film Festival, a beautiful festival, and I'm happy to have been watching a lot of films, and today was definitely not something less than that, and there was some big, big highlights today. In fact, probably you heard of something called Whiplash. Have you heard of it? Well, you should. It's in the Festa Mobile section, and is this little wonder by Damien Chazelle, and it was screened today at 14:30 in the Riposi Cinema. And long story short, is just a story about a drummer that goes into a jazz band, and the teacher is very, 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 very strict. So it sounds pretty lame. Instead, it was one of the big highlights of Cannes Film Festival last year, and it's just an explosion of stamina and adrenaline. So I hope I'm going to watch it finally, because I haven't. I know everything about it, but I haven't watched it yet. Everyone wants to go there, and I didn't have the time. But another one, big highlight for me, was also Violet. Violet is actually in the competition, Torino 32, and is a film made by Bas Devos. It's actually currently screened as well now, but I can talk about it because, well, it's just great. I mean, the only kind of downtake that I heard from my colleagues, those weird creatures called critics, was that they were actually talking about something that, like, some guy that wanted to be Gus Van Sant, but he didn't know how to do the kind of, like, lateral panning. And, well, if you know, if the actual to kind of say something about a defect about your film and they compare it to Gus Van Sant, probably is not that bad. And in fact, it's a beautiful, beautiful exercise of form, but when actually form is essential for narrative and storytelling, everything is perfectly planned out, and there's this constant kind of you constantly have your mind going at 300 kilometers an hour trying to understand what's going to happen next in the next frame, and you shifting between angst, anxiety, complete awe, because it's fantastically shot, and it's 82 minutes that it kind of demands a lot of attention from the audience, but it's really worth it. My colleagues also went all aloof, and they watched so many films, and for example Stray Dog, Wir waren Könige, Magic in the Moonlight as well, by some guy called Woody Allen. But also another thing that I want to point out again, if I may, is exactly to go and watch the documentary section. Documentaries is always an incredible a thriving genre, if you can still call it genre, on filmmaking, and in fact I had the chance to see Life May Be, co-directed by Mark Cousins and Mania Akpari. I just talked to her as well. It was a great pleasure, but it's definitely not just like that. We have so much more. I mean, let's just think about it. We have how many sections? I don't even know. 8? So there's Torino 32, the Grand Premio Turin with Julian Temple, of course, then the Festa Mobile, New Hollywood, After Hours, and of course the kind of the little retrospective about Jim Mickle and Bruno Bozzetti. Then what do we have? Diritti Rovesci, Onde, TFF, Doc. So yeah, you can definitely find something that you like. I mean, if you don't like it, probably you have some problems. There's just too many films, and too, like, the quality in Turin, it's always great. In fact, talking about quality, you'd be mesmerized if you have not seen a film that it was an incredible success internationally, and it wasn't made in Torino Film Lab. So Torino Film Lab is this beautiful side project that actually finances films and from the script writing onwards in different kind of sections. And this year we have there's a kind of screening of all the films that went all around the world, like such as Cannes, Venice, Sundance, and so forth. And the list is Bypassed by Juan Hopkins. Then we have Krieg, Historia del Medio, Los Hongos, In One Nam, Corso, Le Lac Yarapam, Mr. Kaplan, and Tous les Chats sont Gris. So I kind of swifted between 4 or 5 languages. Hopefully there's not a lot of native speakers right now. But yes, you'd be really mesmerized at how many films have managed, actually they have come to life thanks to these organizations.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.